Duddy licked his paws gently.
I feel powerful sorry for the poor child who owns these paws. What my own uncle would say if he saw his favourite nephew were chained up in some scurvy sea rat's galley, I fears to think.
Dandin wiped beading sweat from his brow.
I wonder where we are.
The little oar slave directly in front of him, a field mouse named Copsy, provided the answer.
We're coasting into Terra Mort. Did ye hear, Blodge? Makes no difference where we drop anchor, us rowers stay right here, chained to our benches. That's the life of an oar slave, Dandin.
She bent her head against the oar and rested. Dandin patted her scarred back.
Not if I can help it, Copsy.
Wooden bowls were passed among the slaves. They leaned toward the alleyway, each holding the big bowl in their right paw, the smaller in the left. Blodge passed with his assistants, a small evil-faced rodent named Clat. They had with them two wooden buckets, one full of boiled barley meal, the other of water. Blodge filled the large bowls with water, Clat the smaller ones with barley meal. Both rats thought it great fun to slop the water or meal carelessly at a bowl, so that it missed and splashed upon the deck.
Come on, scum, lively now, and hold those bowls out straight.
Aye, we're too kind to you, idlers. Treat you like a pair of nursemaids we do.
Using their paws to eat the lukewarm mess, Dandin and Duddy listened in to Blodge and Clat's conversation.
When I get to Bladegirt, I'm going to grab some roasted seabird and sweet wine and some of those sugary dried fruits Kangaboo keeps.
You going to Fort Bladegirt? No such luck. You're staying aboard with me and Captain Cat's Eyes and four others.
Get out, Blodge. You're joking with me.
Captain's orders, matey. Do as you're told or else.
Blodge drew a claw across his throat, indicating what would happen. Clat threw the bucket down, its contents slopping out onto the deck.
Hell's teeth! We may as well be your slaves, stuck aboard this old tub all the time while others are having a good leave on Terra Mort. That's not right, mate, I tell you. I'm sick and fed up with it.
Nah, you stop here with me, Clat. I think there's going to be trouble about Bladegird. Best we stay out of the way. Tell you what, shipmate, we'll go to the forecastle head cabin and make skilly, you and me.
Clat brightened up at this suggestion.
And some reason, Duff. Can we make a pint of raisin duff?
Aye, skilly and duff, that'll gladden our hearts. Ain't nothing like skilly and duff in a snug little cabin.
Clat turned to the nearest oar slave, a very young shrew.
Avast, you bilge pup. Do you like skilly and duff?
The young shrew nodded vigorously.
Yes, sir.
Well, you won't be getting none. It's all for me and Blodge.
Duddy Quill gritted his teeth as they strode off laughing.
I'd like to meet that Clat when I don't have no chains on one day.
The Sea Talon rode at anchor in Terra Mort Cove as evening gave way to night. The wind had dropped, leaving the air still and warm. Captain Cat's Eyes leaned over the rail, staring up to the lighted windows of Bladegate. Blodge popped his head out of the forecastle cabin.
Gillian Dove, Cap'n, me and Clat made enough for all claws aboard.